Harper Lee's beloved 1960 book, To Kill a Mockingbird, is now a play by Aaron Sorkin, and it's on Broadway. WNYC theater critic Jennifer Venasco says the new work based on the classic book feels dated.
The most cringe-inducing aspect of Sorkin's play is the liberal use of the N-word and the stereotypes. There's a sassy black woman and a decent but deferential black man. He's on trial for murder, but he's not the center of the story. Instead, it's Atticus Finch, the white lawyer who reluctantly takes the case. He knows his client is innocent, but he also thinks the men in hoods carrying ropes are just good old boys going through a hard time. Like the book, the stage version of Mockingbird lionizes Atticus, at least in the tedious first act. But the book is told through the eyes of a six-year-old child, Scout. In that context, naivete makes sense, and her perspective changes over time. But the play is muddied by an additional narrator, her brother Jem. It's no longer about the coming of age of a spunky tomboy, but about the personal struggles of a white man who sees the good in everyone, no matter how racist they are. Atticus is finally taken to task by both his son and the family's black maid in the swifter second act. But he doesn't really change, and neither does anyone else. Jennifer Venasco, WNYC News.